Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this June the 26th edition of Team Liberty Radio, and I am your host, Shane LaCroix. And we will be looking this week at our topic of, I'll be honest, everyone, some people might not find this exciting enough for them, but it's about Great Britain leaving the EU with Britix, but it has a significant effect on us here in America, and probably not the way some people are going to be thinking, but I would love to have your comments, questions, retorts on this subject. Our calling number is area code 845-277-9109. The article is not complete as of yet, and I will not have that done until later on tonight. This is probably going to be a big article since there's a lot of information I want to get out on this subject. If you don't want to call in, join our chat line. If you're listening on the web, and I'll answer your question if you send it. And again, our calling number is 845-277-9109. And our website is teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. I like to thank everybody for the growth of the show and the website. I like to thank everybody again. I never thought when I started doing either one of these, the website or the radio show, gain in popularity like it has. That just shows me there is a lot of people out there that wants to have the truth that mainstream media is not telling you. So I appreciate everybody out there with my show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Before we get into our main topic, I want to tell everyone that I actually want to apologize that I didn't have a show as planned last week, and the reason being is I had a urgent matter that had come up unexpectedly, so therefore I didn't have a show. And everyone that has listened to the show knows that if I don't announce it, there is going to be a show. Well, this time I didn't have any time to put out that the show was been canceled for a week or postponed for a week. But everything is fine now. So just in case anybody was wondering, everything is good now. But let's go on to the election 2016 with both the presumptive nominees, Donald Trump on the GOP side and Hillary Clinton on the Democrat side. And some people say this is a no-win situation for America, but I hate to disagree with people. Well, who am I saying I hate to disagree with people on that? When I'll disagree, I like to challenge people to disagree with me and give me valid reasons why they think what they do. But this election is very important in the trajectory of how America is going to go this week. And I'll be honest, I never thought I would receive a message from one of my friends that we don't discuss politics that much because me and him have some different beliefs and different opinions on it. And out of respect for our friendship, we don't hardly speak about it anymore, but this past week I got a message from him that really actually kind of got me that I didn't think he would. That he would actually send. And he goes, well, I may have to take back my comments about Trump. While I do not agree with his antics, he seemed like a much better candidate than Clinton. Much better. Well, folks, I'm glad some people are finally starting to see the light, what is going on with Clinton. So, like I said, I am glad to see that. And this, like I said before, this election is pretty important for America. So we know what is going on. What in the world? I apologize there, folks. I do not know what that was coming across. I don't know if you heard it or not, but I just had a weird, weird sound on my phone, so I do apologize there. That's why I was a little bit distracted. I don't know if you could hear it or not, folks, but that was weird. But to go back on topic, this election is very important for us for several reasons. Do we want to continue down the same path of the agenda set forth by the globalists with Bush, Senior, Clinton, Bill Clinton, that is, then Bush Jr., and then continued on with Barack H. Obama, which, as it has went on and on, our rights have been taken away, and with Obama, they have totally been usurped away from us. The Constitution is being shredded as we speak. Thomas, there is nothing left. Do the American people want the same agenda there with Clinton, or they want something different? I have talked to some people over the past few weeks who knows Trump behind the scenes and not what we see on TV is the real Trump. The real Trump is a constitutionalist, a nationalist who wants our country back, who wants jobs for America, who wants to make America, as his saying is, make America great again. And while I don't agree with some of the things he says, I do agree with some, and I'll be honest, folks, Hillary is going to push us further into the globalist elite. And if Trump is playing the American people, I will say this, he is one of the greatest con men in the world. If he does win the election and turns his back on the American people, then he will be one of the greatest con men that ever walked the earth. So, folks, what do you say? Who are you going to vote for? Do you want to stay in the global tyranny, or do you want to, or do you want freedom? I can't guarantee everyone that. Excuse me. Everyone that Trump is going to be the greatest president we ever had, because everybody knows what happened to Kennedy when he tried to get us out of the Vietnam War, when he tried to go off the gold, get the dollar back on the gold standard. We saw what they did in Dallas. And I still believe to this day that the CIA and LBJ had something to do with it, just like the Bush dynasty had something to do with the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan's life. And if Trump does not get him a nominee for vice president that has the same beliefs that he does, and which I found out a little bit of information on that. I'm working on a paper for that and a show on that, and that's going to come out at a later time, probably within the next 3 weeks that is going to come out. But it is going to be a real shocker. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get on our main topic of Britain. Great Britain leaves the European Union with BRICS, and we'll look at what effect it's going to have around the world, in Europe, and in the United States. We'll be back after this quick break. See you back after the break. Welcome back, folks, and we're looking at our topic today of Great Britain leaves the EU with BRICS. I am still working on the article, and it will not be posted till later tonight, possibly tomorrow. Depends on how much more information I put in this one. This is probably one of my lengthier articles to date, but we're going to be looking in the remainder of the show about Great Britain's exit from the European Union after the BRICS referendum vote on this past Friday, and we're going to be looking at what effects will be happening because of this vote and how it will affect the United States economy, Europe's economy, and the rest of the world. To me, when I saw this Friday morning and got up, when I woke up getting ready for work on Friday morning, had the local news on and saw that Great Britain had decided to be pull out of the European Union, I'll be honest, I was ecstatic. That is the best news. It made my day. And to tell you why it made my day, it means that people are waking up to the globalist control of what is going on around the world. They are finally seeing it for themselves that the globalist elite are trying to control the world. The European Union is nothing but a controlling arm, just like the North American Union. And I am glad this happened. And you know the globalists are ticked off that this happened. And they are throwing around the illusion that Great Britain is going to suffer because of it. Last time I checked and talking to people that I know over in England, Great Britain, that Great Britain holds 80% or 90% of the exports into the rest of the European countries. And that only 10% to 20% is made outside of that. So, in other words, the EU depends on Great Britain for stuff, for their likelihood. So, yeah. Now, what they are scared of is that once Great Britain pulled out, that all these other countries are going to follow suit. And that would be great. That means the demise of the New World Order, the global elitist, is starting to crumble. And I read an article actually yesterday, and I'm going to go ahead and steal some quotes from it. BRICS victory makes Trump presidency more likely. Populist uprising rocks global order. The surprise BRICS vote result in the United Kingdom represents a sensational victory for populist politics in the world and makes a Donald Trump presidency more likely. Brits stunned the world yesterday. This article, like I said, was written Saturday. By choosing to ditch the European Union and reclaim their own sovereignty, a result that has rocked the global New World Order. It also is also an outcome that could help blaze a trail for Trump all the way to the Oval Office. If there's one conclusion to draw from the Brexit result, it's that nationalists I'm in trouble speaking today, folks. I do apologize. That national sentiment may not necessarily be as visible to political elite, but the right person with the right cause and with the right person with the right cause can easily bring them out. Right, Brett, and I'm probably going to pronounce his last name wrong. Logarito. According to a Republican pollster, Frank Luntz, the result represents a massive populist uprising. Populism is rising everywhere as people decide that government does not listen and does not care, said Luntz. Well, Luntz, duh, you finally realizing while rest of us have been knowing for a while that the big government does not listen to the working people? But this is even more significant because Britain has never been the source of populist uprisings like this. If Britain can vote itself out of Europe, America can vote itself in for Trump. Nigel Farage also commented on the issue during an appearance on the Good Morning Britain. There is something happening in American politics that is perhaps a bit of a mirror of what is happening here, a feeling in much of America that what happens in Washington is too detached and too remote, and Trump is cashing in on some of that, said Farage, adding, he must have a chance at winning. As the BBC reports, a Brexit win signifies that anti-globalist sentiment is stronger than the political classes had bargained for. Yeah, because people are waking up to the con game. The forces of globalization are causing havoc for European workers as they are for American workers, right? Katie Kate. What she means by that is globalization is killing jobs in Europe like they are in America. If you are a white working class man, in particular, the combined efforts of immigration, free trade, technology have made your job, your wages, less secure. Amen on that. Policymakers in the UK and the US have singularly failed to address these issues in a very meaningful way. The British actually also underscores the fact that the electorate is angry and feels a deep sense of concern about issues such as immigration and loss of national identity. So, yes, this may well pave the way for that, but what I found more interesting about is George Soros, which is a globalist elitist, had come out before that and stated, tried to make little idle threats towards Europe that and Great Britain that they did not want to do this. He goes, George Soros, British makes European Union disintegration irreversible. While Soros is lukewarm on the UK, his forecast about Europe is more dire. Just 4 days ago, the big guns, when George Soros wrote a Guardian opted titled, "The British Crash will make all of you poor, be warned," in which he said that as opinion polls on the referendum results fluctuate, I want to offer a clear set of facts based on my 6 decades of experience in financial markets to help voters understand the real consequences of voting to leave the EU. Yeah, what he wants to do is threaten the people so they don't leave, so he won't lose no money. We promptly counter these sorrows, set of facts may be clouded by his far greater equity stake in interest around Europe and the globe, which would be drastically impacted by not only a British, but a European Union, which is suddenly on the rocks. That's precisely what happened Friday, when, as was written earlier, the world's 400 richest people lost $127.4 billion following Great Britain's exit of the EU. And Soros was among them, which is a good thing. Now, what we're going to have to watch is all the dirty tricks that the global elite are going to try to pull from the this vote. And what do I mean by that? The European Union is an illusion of authority, and in the sense that it pretends to be an exclusive possession of knowledge that will make life better in all of Europe. You speak to anybody that is part of the working class in Europe, and you will find out that after they become a part of the EU, everything is not rosy with it. It is just like it is here in the United States, where the jobs are leaving and going to third world countries, and everything is not good. So what I'm doing right now is I'm looking for a couple of quotes that here they are. One of them is from Donald Trump, and I'm going to read that one first. Statement regarding British referendum on EU membership. These are his Twitter quotes. The people of the UK have exercised their sacred right of all free peoples. They have declared their independence from the European Union and have voted to reassert control over their own politics, borders, and economy. A Trump administration plans to strengthen our ties with a free and independent Britain, deepening our bonds in commerce, culture, and mutual defense. The whole world is more peaceful and stable when our two countries and our two peoples are united together, as they will be under a Trump administration. Come November, the American people will have a chance to redeclare their independence. Americans will have a chance to vote for trade, immigration, and foreign policies that put our citizens first. They will have the chance to reject today's rule by the global elite and to embrace real change that delivers a government of, by, and for the people. I hope America is watching. It will soon be time to believe in America again. That is a strong tweet by Donald Trump, and I forwarded that tweet out, and Nigel Farage and Donald Trump can be leading forces in the world, just my opinion, as long as Trump is not playing the biggest con game of all. I'm still a little bit leery over that, but let me read another tweet right here from a fellow journalist, Paul Joseph Watson. And this tweet that he put out shows that the EU referendum, they're trying to do a second EU referendum where they can rig the votes. But they need a whole lot of votes to get this. So, but Paul Joseph Rawson tweeted out, "Beware of this. They may demand another vote and then accuse Britixers of being anti-democratic for saying no." And while they're doing this, the EU referendum rules triggering a second EU referendum vote. We, the undersigned, call upon HM government to implement a rule that if the remain or leave vote is less than 6% based a turnout less than 70%, there should be another referendum. See, they're already starting the dirty trick to try to get this vote thrown out. And if they was to try to pull this and sabotage everything, excuse me, then they try to sabotage everything, and that would just start another revolution over there in Great Britain between the nationalists and the EU. And I hate to say the EU will pull out their army of the UN army, which would be American troops, England troops, Spain troops. So this is a major moment in history right here, folks. But I am going to also state this real quick. This happened in the Great Britain leaving the EU. David Cameron, the globalist puppet, has been forced to resign as prime minister. After this, so it's not stated who's going to be taking his place, but I do hope Nigel Farage does put in for it, because you have Farage over Great Britain. He is a nationalist, so it would be very, very important if he does take over. But like I said, folks, this article will be out within tonight or earlier in the day. I don't know exactly what time it will be. It's just a lot of information going out. But in the article, I'm going to go more in depth on what will happen. I do know this by studying this since Friday night. With what had happened in the UK, other European countries are ready to put the same referendum up to vote in their countries. And this has sent aftershocks around the world, and it is scaring the globalist elite. It is scaring them to death what has happened. Also, on my Twitter, which if you go to the homepage of TeamLiberty1776.wordpress.com, you can contact me via Facebook and Twitter. But I have put out a video, I have retweeted a video by Paul Joseph Watson. It's called Red X Dawn of a Populist Uprising, How the Political Class Plans to Sabotage the Vote. I would like everybody to watch that video. Very, very good job of Paul Joseph Watson, since he does live over in the UK, telling what is going on. So this is, like I said, we are living in history as it is happening, folks. And it's very important to be involved in what is going on. This is a major time for us right now. But next week, my show will be on next Monday, July the 4th at 1 p.m. As we're going to do my 1-year anniversary being back on the air. And like I said, the show has grown by leaps and bounds. But we'll see you next week at 1 p.m. next Monday on special July the 4th edition of Team Liberty Radio. Check us out. We will be back next week. Remember, the article will be out sometime later tonight or tomorrow, TeamLiberty1776.wordpress.com.